Hey Taita Olam, tsaka zomuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, muredi weZimbabwe ndinomgamchira imchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe. Today is Tuesday, the 7th of May 2019. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome. Munechirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection. Lilami, your boy, yours truly, uMike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we're discussing recent arrests of 131 youths. Ngale kontuthu zethu nqa inbulawayo, following their alleged participation and attendance of a Vuzu party. Now, for those who don't know what a Vuzu party is, let me break it down a little bit for you guys. Vuzu parties are parties that are well known for accommodating utshwala. You know, young people out there are drinking and consuming alcohol in their masses. They're participating in casual sex. And of course, they're participating in drug abuse. Now, a lot of these youths are minors. Some of them, their ages range from 13, in some instances 12, through to 24. Ngabantu abasakhulayo banwechidiki basathi bavazera. Now, these parties took storm in Bulawayo in 2015, and every year they seem to resurface, especially ngesikhathi whenever, you know, schools are about to have either just closed or schools are about to open. Bayithi first Saturday, that's what they call it, first Saturday, then muzot kwaipa. So bafethu Zimbabwe omuhle, Parliament, in actual fact, this instance has been so bad. Parliament in 2015 decided, we have to put a motion in place whereby they're trying to ban these Vuzu parties. However, did that happen? Obviously not. This weekend, we saw 131, Nyapinda Njalo, 131 young people in Zimbabwe being arrested for their alleged participation and, of course, attendance to a Vuzu party. Plus 1202-619-2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. Go to sikhona njalo ku WhatsApp ku number inombolo yethu is at plus 1202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo, plus 1202-619-2077 if you're looking to join the program tonight, or you can text us on WhatsApp singasitshela umbono wenu ku nombolo ezithi plus 1202-465-0318. Muri eZimbabwe tiri kutefenyura zvekare pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency, tripo zvekare pa 4930 medium wave frequency, pa 6065 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz ku short wave. Abafisa kubukela vanoda kuona chirongwa chedu pa internet, those that are looking to watch our program on the internet, we're there on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voandebele.com. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we're also broadcasting live ku Facebook. So for our Facebook fanatics, we've got your back. We're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana Njalo ku VOA Ndebele. So zulukandaba, balana ma comments, nyora ima comments, balana ma likes, fagana ma likes, lama hearts, please, Zimbabwe Omuhle, tinya ipaipa yapakanzi, share, kuitira kuti tione chirongwa takawanda, msakanganwe, varipopa Facebook. Those that are watching on Facebook, you can write your numbers and we'll call you right back.
Hey, hola, Ndeipiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is plus 1-202-465-0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana kuti ndoda kutaura neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Hey, Nansi ngoma ka DJ Skyver uthi imali yeqolo. Siyabonga DJ Skyver, and of course, bro, congratulations on your nomination for the Bulawayo Arts Awards. At Big Mike 3 is the username on Twitter, njalo ku Instagram. Ngalifuna ukuxoxisana nami ngikhona. Otherwise, for the next hours, ulukandaba Zimbabwe omuhle tripano tose tukuthefenyura pa mapage edu e Facebook Matatu VOA Shona tripo jokaripa VOA Studio 7. Sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele. However, Zimbabwe omuhle, I told you the topic of tonight: Vuzu parties. Abantu abasakhulayo kusanda kuboshwa 131 youths ngale kontuthu ziyathunqa in Bulawayo due to them participating in Vuzu parties. I once again to repeat for those that didn't catch the first part of the show, ukuthi ngichasise ukuthi ama Vuzu parties, what exactly are they? Vuzu parties are these parties where abantu abasakhulayo are all gathering and they're participating in, you know, drinking alcohol, utshwala in their masses, they're taking izidakamizwa, njalo bayenza izinto lezi zabadala, so cansi barukwenda zwe zwinoitwa nevanhu vakuru zvombeda. Kodwa silukandaba, it's not for me to tell you what's going on. I have my first guest, Perseverance Nyati, who is the Secretary for Youth of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Uzas chelo kunengi about what exactly is going on. Gwantu tuzea tunga. Manyati, nya guamge la kuhlelo, unjani siswa? Manyati, utabolu kone kutu inuluzwile. Awu sichasisele ngamafishane mama ukuthi kanti kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo. Abantu abasakhulayo bayenzani ngale kontuthu zethu?
Ngiyabonga. Abantu abakhulayo sinanzelela ukuthi njengebhutha Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association nimele ontanga. Sinanzelela ukuthi evikini yokuqala bevele izikolo, or mhlawumbe sithi izikolo zisanda kuvala, bayahlangana bayenze khonokho okuthiwa ngama-Vuzu parties. So baphinde baphinde njalo i-Vuzu party leyo nge-last Saturday, so kumele babuyele izikolo. So kube kwasikhathaza kakhulu ukuthi abantwana why besenza into enjalo. Sasesicabanga njenge-Bulawayo Progressive ukuthi sikhankase i-image ithi anti-drug abuse and anti-Vuzu parties.
Awungitshele-ke siswami, uyazi isimo somnotho asimanga kuhle. Imali yokuthenga zonke izidakamizwa lezi, izidakamizwa, utshwala, bayayithathaphi imali yonke leyo?
Right, okuthe kwenzakala abantwana laba, iningi labo abazali abakho baku-diaspora abanye South Africa, njengoba isimo senotho lapha asimanga kuhle. So we're talking about childhood families, bazihlalela bodwa, or mhlawumbe bahlala labomalume or labo babomnyana kumbe labogogo ongangokuthi vele abasabahloniphi laba abantu ababagcinileyo. So abazali besebebathumela-ke izimali, mhlawumbe bathi imali ye-school fees befake imali ibe phezulu, liyazisiye phezulu ongangokuthi sebesala le change le sebesenza lawo ma-Vuzu party.
So kusanda kuboshwa abantu abasakhulayo, over 131 young people recently arrested in Bulawayo. Are you able to tell us what exactly, because I know recently they were in court, what exactly was the outcome of their cases?
Okay, okwenzakeleyo ku-137 lo seven abangamankazana, 7 or 9 thereabout, but not more than 10. Okungangokuthi abanye bakhishiwe ngenxa yokuthi bebebancane in terms of age yabo, abanye bareleasiwe, but kulala abanye abangathi sebekhulakhulile, babangathi babagcwelile ndijani.
So let's go back a little.
Laba bebenezidakamizwa ama-okhathi knife. Umntwana uyayiyenzani i-okhathi knife? Abantwana abanganga-13 to 18 years.
So okusimangalisayo ukuthi where are they finding these things? Ngenxa yokuthi these things are not things that are readily available estrateni.
Into ekhona ukuthi laba bantwana ukuthi baze babe bathathe izidakamizwa lezo ama-drugs bathengela abantu abadala. Abantwana bangeke bathola isosi yelokhuzeni lapho okutholakala khona izidakamizwa other than ukuthi abantu abadala babathengisele. Siyake sinanzelele ukuthi emashopu amaningi besebephomba ukungena nje abantwana bezithengela utshwala. So siyananzelela ukuthi bona laba futhi abanikazi bamashopu abantu abadala. So i-community yakobulawayo kumele incedisane labantu bebhutha ukuthi sithi
Welcome to our youth forum. How are you doing? Eh, mlaleli, kola ripapa rinari ndiani?
Halo?
Eh, mkoma, zrufambe? Eh, mtereri, muripapa rinari rapo?
Halo?
Eh, nrukunzwa, endra imberi?
Mbani mberi?
Ndiani haripa, mbani uko nekwenye, ndiani haripapa rinari hapo?
Mkwebo, mpiyabo.
Bani? Oh, mkwebo, unjani mkwebo?
Hai,
tina spili ile baba, usunge nile guhlelo. Hii numbono wako maila lota, wali kone kutwe. Ungitshele ke mkhwebo ungumzali na noma ungumuntu ongisakhulayo?
Baba.
Ngiyabuza ngithi ungumzali na noma ungumuntu ongisakhulayo?
Hayi, ngiyumzali ngisena amakhazana.
Right, ngiyabona phela ukuthi ukwele South Africa si umzwili usisi uperseverance nyathi sithi abazali bona they leave abantwana ngale Zimbabwe bona and they're the ones who are financing these lives ngenxa yokuthi bayathumeza imali even though it's not used for its intended use kuthiwa imali naye kumele ubhadale ischool fees uthenge ukudla ngezinto ezijeneyo wena ubona ngani kuyini okumele kwenziwe ngabazali ikakhulukazi labo abathumeza imali abaphile emazweni
ukuqakathekile ukuthi abantwana bashiye ezandleni zabantu abadala abayi-44 yani ngoba singathatha inkazana lomsebenzi sithi yiso sikhangela abantwana sithi kumbe kuyamkhonisa 1,000 rand uthi kuyamkhonisa 1,000 rand abantwana ubanikeze i-pocket money edlulisa amali awo lokhu ezakwenza ukuthi beneliswe ukunika leyo nkazana leyo mali la uzabeleleka ukuthi bayenze into abazithandayo
Hai sikuzwile mkhwebo, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo baba.
Ngiyabonga.
All right, limzwile nangu mkhwebo manzi wakubva kunemthereri dokutanga mkhwebo angachibata nyaya dzakasiyana siyana asindikunzwa kuti ndomwe mthereri kola mthereri mapinda mchirongwa welcome mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection mbano konecinweni
Magadi.
Eh, tripo Magadi yenyu baba.
Ndizotamba chaizvo Magadi kukwenyu ukoku.
Ah,
America uko.
Hai watrungo zama o baba. Ndimi kamapinda muchirongwa chiudzeiwo maundireni.
Ya, ndavara chaizvo kuti ndimbotaura nemwe nhasi uno. Ndiroda kuti ndipinde muchirongwa chenge muri kutaura nezvacho nhasi chevano vadiki vakasungwa kubruwayo.
Musa timatudza maonrenyu baba zitandiani?
Zitera mundi Saudi Jablani.
Oh, mkoma Jablani. Eh, maapinda mchirongwa matiko.
Right. Ndichitarisa chidambudziko rine vana ivavavo. Ngatiti nhasi unowu tavhura zvikoro kudai, vana vadzingwa kuzvikoro, vana baba havana mari, zviri mukati mevana. Ende tichitarira manje vana vakanga vasikachaendi kuchikoro ngedambudziko rekuti vabereki vari kushaya mari, vanoende kopinde mune zvimwe zvinhu zvisiri izvo zvinoita kuti rakumbani ravo ringe rakajeka. Itori nyaya yekuti hurumende yaaaisa
mir baba maakufamba famba hamuchanzwi foni yenyu iri kunetsa baba. Dzokerai pamama akamira. Right, mirai pamuri ipapo, chienderai mberi.
Right, ndichiongorora vana ava vari kuita zvekudhakwa dhakwa. Inyaya yekuti izvona dzimwe nhambo baba vanonga vashaya mari kuti vaendese mwana iyi kuchikoro. Saka anoende kopindwa muzvedzo zvekuda kutamba nezvinhu zvisiri izvo zvekuti agare aka atawana nguva yekufunga kuti munhu wangu uri kuenda kuchikoro. Right, nhasi unowu vana vazhinji vadzingwa muzvikoro umo nenyaya yedambudziko rekushaya mari. Zvinoende koti vana vazhinji vapinde mu
hurumende
kuti dai yaikwanisa pose peinogona kuti vana ava vaende kuchikoro vasakwanise kuti vapinde muzviedzwa zvakafanana neizvi.
Asi mukoma Jabulani, vana ava vari kuita musikanzwa uyu vachibva kuchikoro manzwa guest wedu kutanga muzvare Perseverance Nyati vachinyatsotsanangura kuti aiwa zvinhu izvi zviri kuitika vana pavanenge vachibva kuchikoro paipai vachiti aiwa tabva kupedza maexams edu wobva waita mavhuzu parties avo ipapo, kana kuti vachiti taakudzokera kuchikoro vhiki riya riya paipai pavanonga kutiorait nevhiki riri kuuya tiri kudzokera kuchikoro ndipo pavari kuita zvemapati aya. Saka kuenda kuchikoro kuri kupindirana papi panyaya ipapo?
Havasiri vese vana vanonga vabva kuchikoro tingade kuzvitarira zviya zviya. Vamwe vana vanosangana nevamwe vari kuenda kuchikoro. Kana tikada kutarisa mune vana ivava havasiri vese vanoenda kuchikoro. Vamwe vacho vanhu ndio vanonga vachiinfluenza vanoenda kuchikoro.
Aiwa aiwa, takunzwai zvakanaka mukoma Jabulani. Thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa.
Thank you very much. Murambe muchindiponera. Mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvikuru zvatinonga ndichine kutaura nemwe, asi munonga musikandibati, munopotawo muchizondiponerawo dzimwe dzenguva.
Aiwa musatye baba, tichatokuisirai palist yemaMVP tichipota chikutsvaga yandeti.
Rambai muchizonditsvagawo, ndinonga ndichida kutaura nemwe especially muchitaura zvimwe zvinhu zvakakosha zvinonge zvakakosha zvinonga zvichibata upfumi hwenyika kana kuti zvinonga zvichibata nyika.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai titore umwe muteereri nyezwa njalo kuti Silo munyu mulalele ongenayo kuhlelo achirongwa chakapisa chiri kupisa chiri kupisa. Kola kola mulaleli, mapinda muchirongwa, ndiani ari parinhare apa?
Ukurima lo Rafael Mazeyi.
Rafael, unjani putam?
Hayi, ngiyaphila njani.
Hayi, thina siphilile. Usungenele kuhlelo buti. Yini umbono wakho ngodaba lukhona egodweni?
Angithi sikhuluma ngabantwana laba abayenza amavuzi phakathi.
Ngempela buti, ngempela.
Mina ngombono wami ngibona ingani abantu laba abaswele okokwenza into eyenza ukuthi ekucineni begcine sebephongukuzingenisa ezintweni ezinjengazo nezo ezamaparty party ezamavuzi party. Ngoba laba abantu abanamsebenzi abayenzayo batshona behlezi bafundile, abanye bangikhona kakula msebenzi elizweni kabathathwanga. So kakulama-activity ababambayo ukuthi bebebhizi besenzekini okungabancedisa kumbe okungabalibazisa empilweni yabo. So kubangela ukuthi begcine sebephongukwenza nje loba yini, njengoba imithi engatshona ehlezi kuyaswele okokwenza egcine sesenza loba yini. Yimbono wami engiwubonayo.
Awungitsheleke Rafael, uZulu yena kumele ayenzeni ukuze asize abatsha lapho?
Ikunzima mnewethu ukuthi njengoZulu singenzani sikuphelele sikhonapha singabazali babantwana banjalo sipheleli. Kunzima kakhulu sesingazama nje ukukhuza ukuthi sibonise kuphela ukuthi izinto abazenzayo kazilinganga isizo zinto ezingabayenza impilo yabo iqhubekele phambili kumbi bebe le mpilo ende bephila emhlabeni ngoba izinto abazenzayo nxa bebhema amagwayi ombanji lokunye ukudakayo izidakamizwa benatha namatshwala bebancane ngoba ngibonela phana ekuseni kumessage kuthiwa omunye ngumuntu oleminyaka elithumi lantathu 13 years is very young into elinani kakhulu yazilimaza impilo yangikhuthasela futhi umuntu lo okukhona ukuthi sesingaphonga ukukhuza but into eqakathekileyo ukuthi alubani abantu laba baba lama-activities mhlawumbe njengobuhulumente kade thembisithi izancedisa ama-youth ngokuthize ngokuthize lezo zinto ziphumelele bencedise betshone bebhizi besenza imisebenzi yabo kumbe abafuna inkukhu bebe ngabafuna inkukhu abatshaya izitina bebe ngabatshaya izitina ababazayo bebe ngabantu ababazayo bebe lama-activities kubayenza ukuthi bebhizi ngenyinto kukunokuthi betshone behlezi bengenzi lutho.
Hhayi, siyabonga Bhuti Rafael ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi, lami
ngiyabonga. Zulu kandaba leya muzwa nanga umnumzana Mkhoma Rafael wabaphinda mchirongo hanzi aiwa vana vechidiki have too much time on their hands. That's why varikuita nyakanyaka yonke nyakanyaka yese iya varikuita imunoti nazvo tipei maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatikurukura nhasi muchirongwa +12026192077 ndiyo namba yekutifonera kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa. Munokwanisawo zvakare kutitumira mamesaji pawhatsapp apo +12024650318. Vuzu parties, that's the topic of tonight. Godwa, let us go back to our first guest of the night, Perseverance Nyati. Ma Nyati, usakwa nengwene na? Right, you heard everything that our callers are saying. Omunye accredited it to technology. Omunye ute, aye, the issue of different cultures coming into play is what's leading to the youths. Ni nanjenge nhlanganiso, or you as someone who's young, who has, I guess, witnessed this happening within the community, what would you accredit it to? What would you say is causing young people to continuously do this? Because this is something that has started all the way back to 2014. Now, 2019, it's still going on.
Ngiyabonga. Bengicela ukuthi sizelele laphana komlalelo oceda kukhuluma lana uRafael. Abantwana abakwenzayo lokhu sinanzelela ukuthi abantwana abaya kuma-secondary school. Aso bantwana labana abadinga imisebenzi. Why ngisho njalo? It's because during isikhathi, during the term, akwenzakala kubonakala. Mhlawumbe kungenzakala kube kungakhanyi, kodwa kuphuma kakhulu izikolo zivaliwe. Kodwa ngithi ngicikelele khonapho ukuthi amavuzi lawa yenziwa kakhulu ngabantwana aba kuma-secondary, ama-teenagers.
So ungathi what exactly is inspiring abantu abasakhulayo to do this? Abanye bathi hayi bafisa ukuzilibazisa, they feel as though the school term was too stressing, so sebefuna ukujayiva kancane, but of course it gets out of hand. Wena what would you say about that?
Bona mare sitsho abantwana laba bathi abala entertainment, lack of entertainment ezikolo, ema-boarding schools. But lathi sahambe ema-boarding schools sasika ngama-weekends bayabayenzela ama-drama, ama-drama mba ama-movie. That's also part of the entertainment. Yes. Ngicikelele khona lapho njalo ukuthi progressive kulawa progressive residence association for 2 weeks sikhankasa. Invite ama stakeholders, ama council of churches, government institutes, ama business communities, because this business you are seeing as a little you open a lot of things. I am it's the one that is an ama ujual. Then ama government institutes is full of which of things is a cool is all on a pan. Put in our back to check a measure by going to run to an ama effect upon and. Ama church khona phana kusikhona kuyakhona ama sections ama youth babafundise abantwana.
Now manyathi uthintile udaba oluqhakathekileyo ngempela, udaba lwama businesses. You mentioned the business aspect to it. Now some people are saying ukuthi, you know, these kids are flocking to ama clubs akhona within the areas. I was actually reading an article that was published in Nehanda Radio last year on 23 December. after a vuzu party, and they were saying ukuthi abazali are blaming pub owners. Kodwa abanye abantu bayasho ukuthi no, you can't blame pub owners ngenxa yokuthi bona they are just trying to make their money. How would you then, you know, leverage something like that? Because mina njengomuntu othengisa utshwala, my job is to sell utshwala, not ukuthi ngikhuze abantwana babantu.
Yes, kuna lapho kuma business communities, unfortunately angeke ngabakomentela. Angazi ukuthi bona bakukhangela ngalihlo nelihlo lithi, but so last week sesibize ama stakeholders la. Baba khona oyi-one owayerepresenta eyinye iclub. Watsho yena ukuthi abantwana labo abanye bakhona babuya vele sebevele sebe-high already sebenathile. So-ke kodwa esikukhalayo ukuthi i-weekend yale edlulileyo, isabade yenale edlulileyo, hhayi ama-measures ake athatha sibilize amaphoyisa lawo abekhona ngasayitholithi abantwana babothiwa abaningi.
Mm-hmm. All right, Manyati, what's in the title, Lily, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second. Langis.
Thank you.
Right, ngiyezwa njalo silo munye umlaleli umomthereri ava kupinda mchirongwa kola kola mthereri mapinda mchirongwa makadi yenyu. Hello, ngibani okhona ecingweni? Mthereri muripo here paro nari hapo. Hello. Pane munhu ari paro nari ndiani hapo? Bona ngani hayi asikubathika munhu ari pari nari hapo. Producer, maybe we must drop and call. Asiqhubekele phambili ngodabula khona egudwini. Kodwa sihambeni emakhasini ethu amathathu. Let me acknowledge abantu who are live streaming with us. Ngibona asambenini kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7. Ngike ngasho ndambotsana ngoba ndikakudzayo ukuthi I want to tiffen you lapha mapage edu mathathu. Pa-page redu re VOA Studio 7 pana undlu Ben Sibanda. Ben Sibanda ari kuti the organizers should be arrested. Hanzi vesa vari kuorganiza zvirongwa izvi ngavasungwe. Dzikamaika ukonde ari kuti watching from Kapa ku Cape Town ku South Africa. Dzikamai zviri kufamba here mukoma. Crispin is saying the organizers must be thrown in prison. Kids follow the crazy organizers blindly. That's a very important factor because in actual fact some of the articles that I've read up on it when I was doing my research on the issue seems to highlight the same thing, Crispin. So it seems as though you're on the right track. Upfumai Nyanyoka uti watching from Lusaka, Zambia. Vumai zviri kufambere. UJason Maphosa uti unjani msakazi watching from Durban. Kunjani Durban eThekwini bhuti wami? Ngilethemba lokuthi uyaphila. Sambene ekhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele. Umkhokheli Nkosi Mlomo uthi ukhona. Mkhokheli unjani bhuti wami? UNdlovu uthi kunzima abantwana asisabakhulisi ngendlela eqondileyo. That's a very important factor. In actual fact, we're hoping to get a concerned parent who's going to be joining our program. Opet Dube upindo wafagi nombolo. Opet siya wamgela kuhlelo sakudinga ngamafish in such a short period. Unomthanda Zonkoma zana uti amashono mswagazi siswami unjani. Goto ahiyo uti the parent just joined our conversation. Unomthanda unjani siswami unjani.
Nginomathemba.
Nginomathemba uxolo mama unjani?
Ngiyaphila bhuti, kunjani wena?
Hayi, thina siphilile. Usungenele kuhlelo and it's really exciting to have a parent come into this because you can explain to us from a parent's perspective. Udaba lukhona egudwini, we're talking about amavuzu parties. A lot of people have said ukuthi abazali who live emazweni are the ones who are busy funding this thing. Of course, unconsciously, it's not like they're giving the money with system tanam hambu yoteng is dagamiso. But now they're giving them the money with system hambu yopatali school fees, but in turn, imali angkona is used for different reasons. How do you then curb something like this? When anjengom zali, ngengoti, abanye abantu, like abo inspector, bona bata, ay, abo zali bona, that's where they are slacking, ngengoti, they're not raising their children right.
Okay, look, it's a whole lot of issues that are happening. I wouldn't exactly put a blame, you know, on anybody right now because you will find that even those parents that have their children at home with them, right back here at home, are also doing those things. So it's an issue that is affecting society because we have all become absentee parents. We are there in the home, but we are not there for our children. There could be some truth in this to say, you know what, a child is a child. If you're going to put money in their hands, they're not going to use it the way you would use it as a parent, and they're exposed to so many ills in the day that we're living. So it is an issue of concern. My issue, though, is that an issue like this one, really, it's not something that we can pin on the children. Mm. Because the people who are supplying them with drugs, I doubt if they are children. And we have people, you know, the public transport operators, the combis, they're the ones that are transporting our children to places where they do these things. So I work with children a lot. I love them. And so I think that really for us to handle this thing properly, we cannot put the blame on the children. We need to look at ourselves as parents, as society, and see how best we can harness the situation before our children are consumed by this evil.
It's actually interesting that you mentioned the people who are transporting. Recently, like we mentioned over the weekend, there was 131 young people who were arrested in Ngalekontutuzatung. And in one of the articles that I was reading on it, in actual fact, we also reported on it here over the weekend. We saw Ubuthi, one of the inspectors, he actually was one of the people responsible to, you know, disclosing as to what was going on. And they were talking about how one of the combi drivers, was driving a Toyota Hiace, and he was transporting these children.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the people who were arrested. And Inspector Upindo, no. Bona njengama police, they are looking to put more police on the streets in order to curb something like this in future. Do you think, is that enough to help?
Look, we were on the radio together with Inspector Mother, and I'd really, really like to applaud the work that he has done, because even before the event took place, he really did go out to the public to and conscientizing parents to say, look, please, I am warning all the children out there to behave themselves. So I know on that front he has done very well. Today, my issue was to say, please, we are requesting for protection at the city hall. Because, look, vuzukatis happen at specific times, right? They don't happen every other time. These things are happening when schools open and when schools close, you know what I mean? So, but there's a lot that is happening in between. We've got younger children who are in primary school. And so we are really praying and asking the police to be present at City Hall. I've traveled overseas myself a couple of times. I have seen how, especially in America, when you see a yellow bus, then you know children are on board, right?
Mm-hmm.
When that door opens, there's a stop sign on the door. Whether you're late for an interview, whether you are whatever, you are just going to have to stop until the children are safe. So we are not seeing that in this part of the world. Children are left to mill around the city hall, buying stuff. There is candy that is sold that is laced with drugs.
Kodwa mama, mama, wathi ngibuza umbuzo wami ke kulomunyu, as I was reading more, yena Inspector Ncube addressed that as to, no, okay, that is true ukuthi abantwana are left roving around the city. Kodwa uyabuza la ukuthi kanti nina njengabazali, why are you leaving your child to roam around the streets 10-11 midnight ebusuku umntwana uphandle, you don't know where they are? Njengomzali, how do you respond to something like that? Can we then say ukuthi abazali are the ones who are perpetuating this behavior?
I think we have become careless parents. I really want to take on that blame myself as a parent myself, because I can't be at home at 5 and my child is not in the house. Where is he? So this is where now then people will say, okay, we've got children who don't live with their parents, who have parents who live outside the country. And so they've got no control at home. And then we've got children who are now orphans. You know, they are heads of household. They don't have an adult at home to make sure that they're behaving themselves. So at the end of the day, I think the inspector is right. The issue still boils back to parents.
Mm-hmm.
There are some parents, actually, who live in the home, like I've already said, with their children. But they just leave them. You know, they have freedom to do whatever they want. So the issue really has to do with parents, I think, at the end of the day.
All right, Mama, what's your name? And then I'll come back to you in 1 second.
Sure.
All right, Lea Muzwa, nangu noma temba uyasho ukuthi abazali, watch your children, please. Lila nitsini ngalokhu, munoti ni maundro, my noma temba, hansi. Bereki, aiwa, make sure kutulano enyu, very safe. +1 202 465 0318, that's one of the numbers. Kanamshida on the texta, kanamshida on the phone row, kutimupinde live, pachirongwa, +1 202 619 2077. Vuzu parties is a topic of discussion, nasi mchirongwa. But ndikunza kuti tine mumwe mutereri. Ai, foni yangu iri kupisa nhasi. Mutereri, mutereri, kola kola mapinda muchirongwa, ndiani ari parunharaunda?
Yebo, unjani?
Ai, ngiyaphila mama wenu, unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Mbani okhonekta imweni?
Ukhuluma lo Caroline.
Eh, ngu-Caroline moyo lo angithi?
Yebo.
Awu mama moyo usungenele kuhlelo.
Mhm.
Awungitshela umbani wakho mala lo dabo lukhona ekodweni.
Esh, mina ukuqala into engifuna ukuyazi ukuthi kahle kahle uvuzu lo yinto bani kahle kahle ngoba sengiyayibona iya trenda.
Mhm.
Okwesibili ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi kanti usokwaba umthetho uphi lo ovumela abantwana aba under age ukuthi bebonakala bese ezindaweni ezinjengazona lezi ezikhulunywayo ovuza ubona laba, and then ubani othengisela abantwana ilokhu then ama-drugs. And then bese ngibuza futhi ukuthi wonkhona umthetho uyakuvuma na ukuthi abantwana behambe ebusuku njengoba besitsho ukuthi bababophile laba abantwana, why kungabotshwa laba bantu ababathengisela lawo ma-drugs?
What's in person?
Ngoba sikhuluma nje sisemazweni ongangokuthi like mina as we speak in South Africa ngithi asithi abantwana ngibashiyile ekhaya le basele nogogwabo, and then ugogwabo akakwazi ukuthi khona akakwazi ukubacontrola abantwana. Uyatshela ukuthi abantwana balele, kanti abantwana sebephumile bahamba bayakhona kubovuzi wangikhona bona lapho. So sincedakala kanjani thina esingapha ngaphandle kwelizwe?
Wothi ngiphosele umbuzo wakho to uperseverance. Manyathi usakhona ecingweni? Manyathi. Manyathi usakhona ecingweni na?
Ngikhona ecingweni.
Right, umzwile umlalele ekhuluma ngithi?
Yeah.
Ngicela umphendule.
Right, ibalalele lithi Vuzu bi abantwana balithathela kwenye iprogram ku-SABC SABC ku-South African channel, one of the South African channels abayibiza ngokuthi Vuzu. Yikho lapho kwaphuma lelo bala. Yes, abantwana ngaleso sikhathi babenathutshana bedeni whatever okubi babekwenza ukudeni imbanje kuthatha ama-drugs. So angeke ngaphendulela abomthetho ngaleso sikhathi ngoba mina kumele abe Bulawayo Progressive Residence, but usebenza kanye kanye labo. Engakutsho ukuthi khathesi akula ukuthi siphointe ama-fingers ukuthi owangulo wrong ngulo ongenzi umsebenzi, ukuthi thina asisebenzeni kwenzeka ukuthi sithuthe le cancer esingenile ngoba lokhu sokungani yi-cancer vele esingenile.
So manje ilungiswa njani leyo cancer njengoba ushilo ukuthi it's now at a stage whereby you can regard it as a cancer, it's eating at the youth's lives away. How do you fix into enjalo?
Yes, into leyi njengoba vele sesiqalisile khona lapha thina njengebhuprasika sethuisago that sayithola ukuthi abantu vele sebekwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani, it's because of i-campaign nale esithe sayivusa. So step by step asonto nje ukuthi ingaphobi kuphela kusasa, hayi, it's a process. So kumele nje sikhuthaze amanye zishoka lawa kubhale ku-social media lakho njalo njalo everywhere nje sikhuthaze abantwana ukuthi hayi lapho uhambe lolu kulama-exercise kulayi short term, long term, into ezinjalo. Ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi khona phana HIV is a risk ebakhona khonaphana kumavuzi phathisa.
Mhm. Right, hayi ngiyabonga Manyathi. Ma moyo usakhona ecingweni na? Caroline usakhona ecingweni na?
Yebo, ngikhona.
Umzili, did you hear i response ka Manyathi?
ngizwile but ikhona lapho ke ngisase nombuzo othi bona ngabe sithi khona angeke bethathele abomthetho ilokhu njani ama decisions angithi why kahle kahle kungavotshwa vele bona abomthetho why bengabophi bona labo abayibo abadayisela abantwana utshwala ama under age because siyazi ukuthi khona umntwana under age uyakwazi ukumbuza angeza ke futhi wena uhambe uthume umntwana ufike umntwana omncane under age athengiselwe utshwala andi so kwenzakala kanjani ukuthi khona umntwana omncane vele athengiselwe utshwala ufika njani utshwala ezandleni zabantwana abancane afika njani ama-drugs ezandleni zabantwana abancane bathiyini imbanje ifika njani ezandleni zabantwana abancane uyabona ngoba thina sise sikhula bekungekho khona lokhu kuthiwa khona ngitsho ugwayi uyahamba uyowuthenga esitolo uthengele umuntu omdala vele kade kungavunyelwa so umntwana o-under age kuvunyelwa kanjani
Hi, Mamoyo. Thank you so much. My next guest will be able to respond to your question. Thank you. Right. Sulukandaba, Chirongwa. Vuzu parties. Ndiyo nyayatru kukurukura nasi mchirongwa. I have my third guest joining me tonight. Nhlanhla Moyo. Nhlanhla, connect with me. Nina. Welcome, welcome. Nechirongwa chedu. How you doing?
Great. I've been following the discussion. Very interesting.
Yeah, so you came at a hotspot. Umzulu mama, umamoyo, like, I ukanunwa buyabuza ukuthi kanti abantu abasakhulayo, where are they getting these drugs? Yebo, we've established where the money is coming from, but where are they getting these drugs and why are the people not getting arrested? Are you able to respond to something like that?
I can. As a matter of fact, abantu abalaba kukabili. Of course siyavuma ukuthi bakhona abathengisela abantu abatsha into kuzenini alcohol ikakhulu nalela ama-drugs kodwa enye into omele siyizwisise ukuthi oth okusenzakala manje ukuthi akusibo bona abayibo aba-accessayo i-alcohol lela ama-drugs bakhona wedit order abayibo abathengayo then bese bethi uyi-cut because ama-youth la wona lawa elithi ngabantwana yibo asebebamba izimali ezesabisayo ngenxa yabanye abazali abaku-diaspora and the likes and sebebuya nje ba-ofe kuphela nje ikhadi wena ubusufiya njani ubusufiyathenga ibhiya sobuya nje sibaqhwela ibhiya labo bese bekunike yakho ikhadi sizihambele
So I was reading on one of my articles and there was a parent, umzali, who was saying ukuthi these vuzu parties are actually funded by people who are older with the idea of preying on abantu abasakhulayo. How factual and how true is this?
I would say yes and no. Akhona yebo amavuzu organizer of course ngabantu abakhulayo. I mean it's literally becoming a business model. Yokuthi ngabantu asebe import into ezinjengabotshwala lezi without ama license and then that becomes ilokuzinini imarket yabo. But on the other hand, because of indaba le eyama unsafe recreational spaces and ukubhokakala nje kwabantu abasha, they have taken vuzu parties as an alternative to have fun. And i-alcohol lezi abezithengela sebeyisebenzisa and they're even organizing vuzu parties for themselves. Sebe labala lokhu abakubiza bethi bona ngama trip houses and amabizo lokhu etshintsha ngenxa yokuthi abadala ababhizi bafuna ukulwa ngokustofa amavuzu parties which is a symptom. Indaba ikuma-safe recreational spaces.
Wothi ngibambe umlomo Nhlanhla ngithathe umlaleli and then I'll come back to you angithi.
Yebo.
Right, leyamuzo uNhlanhla, he touched on unsafe recreational spaces. Phinde wathi amavuzu parties have become a business model. Sekuyindlela yokwenza imali. Lithini ngalokho? Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndirukunzwaje. Kare ukuthi sine umomthereri aphinda mjirongwa. Caller, welcome to The Connection. Who is on the line there? Aripara nari apo ndiani?
Ya, ngobutho ngobe.
Eh Butho unjani Butom?
Hayi ngithilile lenjani le?
Hayi siyaphila Butho udabule khona eGoodwin uluzwile.
Ya ndizwile yile ngifuna ukuxoxa ngalo namhla la.
So yini umbono wakho?
Ah, mina nxa ngikhangele nje ngibona kunezinto ezimbili ezikhanya kuyizo ezenza ukuba abasakhulayo baphatheke kulokho kungcola lokho sikubonayo. Ngoba nxa ngikhangele okokuqala yikuba amalungelo abasakhulayo awazange achasise kahle ebantwini nxa ungabona kahle kahle. Njalo abazange bafundiswe ngendlela abantwana ukuthi amalungelo lawa kumele yona aphathwe ngendlela yini. Ungakhala kathesa amalungelo lawa abantwana bawachazisa ngokuthi kube yinto embi. Kodwa wona akhulumi ngezinto ezinye. Ngoba sozithola umntwana ebantwaneni abaningi, umntwana esithena, hayi, mina le ilungelo lami ngelokufunda. Konke ngokokuthi hayi ilungelo lami ngelokuthi ngikholise. Yebo. So futhi nxa sokuthiwa ukukholisa kwakhona sekuyikukholisa okwani okwenza izinto ezimbi. Kodwa.
So
then okwesibili engikubonayo njalo ukuthi ama-government policies ethu asinawo ayenza ukuthi abazali baqale ukuphuma phandle bechiye abantwana ngabi behlala bodwa besenza ama-child headed families and so ngakhona lokho ukukhonfidyuthile futhi ukuthi abantwana lawa banjani ba yikuyathola ukuthi kuyathiwa ikuyenziwe lawa i-pattern endlini yakobani ungakhayela indlu yakhona kuyakuyouthi ihlala njani kuyakuhlala abantwana bodwa yabo.
Awungitsheleke butho ngombono wakho nje ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na?
Ya, ngumuntu osakhulayo.
Right, njengontanga umuntu ongisakhulayo ubona ngani uZulu society bona what role should they play ukuze silungisise udaba lolo?
Na ngibona vele kufanele ukuthi kubuye lemuva kuqale kufundiswa ngendlela amalungelo abantwana abuya ngayo akumele abe yiyo yona. Ngoba ungakhangela vele ngikhathesa amalungelo abantwana bawathethe ngendlela engayisiyo ngenxathi bafundiswe ngendlela engayisiyo kumele bafundiswe ngendlela eyiyo bangafundiswa ngendlela eyiyo babona konke lokhu kungcola kuphuma.
Hayi butho, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo bhutwam.
Hayi ngiyabonga lami kakhulu.
Nangu butho mthwakazi omuhle. Hayi ngibona ama comments vele ngempela ayangena. Thank you so much abantu abasilandelayo kuhlelo lamhla. Sibona asambene ekhasini lethu, sibona uNomthandazi ukhona uthi came in late, sikhuluma ngani namhlanje? Sikhuluma ngamavuzu parties ngale kobulawayo kontuthu zathunqa. UAustin Ncube uthi sengikhona. Unjani Austin? Uthi for that I blame abazali cause thina ekhaya after 7 kuthiwa hayi ekhaya after 7 kumele ube ngkhaya. Ukhula Penny uthi Caroline amapolisa alomsebenzi omningi kakhulu not to safeguard our kids. Let's go back to Mama Caroline, simnikeze ithuba lakhe lokugcina and then we might have to move on. Mama Nomthanda Nomathemba usakhona ecingweni? Right, uyamuzwa nanga umlaleli uyakhuluma uthi amapolisa alumsebenzi omningi kakhulu not to safeguard abantwana. How would you then respond to something like that?
Look, really the issue like everybody else is saying, these things should emanate from home. Okay, amapolisa, yes, we need their presence so that our children feel safe and protected. Look, it's not even only Vuzu parties. We have pedophiles these days. So if we have police presence where the children are, it would add to our protection. But the issue still goes back to the parents at home. Tina, when we were growing up, you would know what if you finish, we are child. Okay. But these days, our children, the child can probably even tell you in your face, you are not my mother.
Which goes to, and then I might have to let you go. One of our callers talked about the issue of culture, amasiko. They were saying, like you mentioned, Uguti, for abanye abantu, as they were growing up, isn't so, certain things, if you did something wrong, we ask vele ukuthi ngempela ngafika endlini, na nguswazi. I'm getting beaten up lamhlanje kumele ngiziphathe kahle kodwa these days abantu abasakhulayo umuntu ngathi uyamshaya abanye they will report you to the police if not different stories like that. Could you then accredit it to something like that?
We have adopted izinto from the West. Unfortunately, we've taken them to a whole different level. If you live in the diaspora, you know how strict the policies they are about children. Very, very strict. And Tina, of course, children have their rights over there. Tina satata konukia, and we are using it here, but we did not take the whole thing and also took the protection part of it for the children. So now they have rights. They'll tell you, you can't do this to me, you can't do that to me. Mtuana eskolo gachaywa, mkaya gachaywa. So the child, really children have no direction right now because everybody's busy chasing after money. They are using, you see, issue recreation. Ukuthi city council is providing recreational centers. But the things in there, they are so outdated. Children are sharing information on Instagram. We share ama password to Vuzu Party on Instagram. If you don't have the password, I'm again. Long a la password into the Kondi Lapogenzo Kona if Vuzu Party again. They are sharing these things on Instagram. Are our recreational places equipped with proper, up to date gadgets so that our children can be occupied properly? Definitely they are not. Mm-hmm. And so they are bored. And in the end, they are involved in these things. So Tinaba Zalinga Skulman on Instagram. I don't even know what Instagram is. Mm. My child is probably busy following someone. Like one parent was already saying, it's coming from South Africa. It's a thing where celebrities do these parties and everything. But it never does. As it was, they are on Instagram. They are sharing this information. They organize their own Vuzu parties. But I want to say this before I go. Mm. These Vuzu parties are being done in people's homes. Please take note of that one.
Mm-hmm.
They are being done in somebody's house. Mm. Do you understand me?
Yeah, bro.
I am so upset. That really upsets me. That's somebody's house where children are coming to congregate and doing those things. And as parents, as adults, we see these things and we allow them. So, Mina, right now, my task is I want to know if there is a home. I would like to know who owns that house.
All right.
So at the end of the day, we can't blame the children. Parents, we all need to stand up and fight this thing together.
All right. It's Kati, Mama. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. We pray that God will help us solve this one. Thank you so much.
Ngiyampela, ngiyezwa ukuthi hey, silomunye umlalelo ogcina lamhlanje ngenxa sekusele 8 minutes kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Khola mterari pari nari apho ndiyani? Ndiani?
Hello? Nemori Nyekete.
Mzwari Nyekete, zviri kufamba?
Zviri kufamba, makadize nyini.
Aiwa, tiri bo, nyaya iri mugango mainzwa.
Ya, yekuti zviri kukonzera vana kana vaite chifambi kamuti mistekeni.
Saka munoti nazve zvindimi kamuri ku South Africa.
Inini ndinofunga kuti ndiri kukonzeresa kuti vana vazopedzisira vakutaizvo. First thing ndinoti vana vacho havana zvekuita. Saka kushaiwa source of income handidi. You end up wakuita and after all uruda kurarama. You end up wakuita zvese zvinhu zvese zvinoita kuti wakutosaka wakuita chambi kuti wane mari yekurarama iwewe munhu as an individual. Plus, mwenye ino afekta wana nye background. Kufandu tiwa mwanu tanga usha wa berika wana wana wadiki. Kusha mwemra nita take care of wana yivamo.
Sisi mwema.
Kwa wana wana pesara wako ngoti chero za zaita. As long as ndara rama, as long as nda wana mari.
Nguwa ndiyo inenge ya kutoji. Kana nasaka ndoto kufunza mfunza wangu kupedzira nende ndoto endrambeli nda kutofara chirongwa. Imi ni maonre nyu seba nu vano gara mdiaspora hanzi ndi imi kutumira mari kumusha kwa mno tumira mari acho vana waru vaisha ndisa kutenga no dapa vachizo ita mapati hawa mungati chichi nufano kuitika kutivana wawane rubatiro wa mnoda imi semo ano gara ku South Africa.
Shanga chanika kuti chingaitwa kuti vana vabatsirike ka ku vanofana kucreaterwa mabasa chaiwo ekuti vana vaite chinokuwana chinhu chinomukipa busy kuti hawani even nguva yekuti mbofunga zvekuda unoita chifambi kana chii. As long as vana vasina mabasa vanopedzisira vakuende. Saka chinhu chandofunga kuti ndo chinganyanya kuibatsira iye kuti vawananga vawane mabasa, something to do, chinova a source of income, chinovapa mari, but vasinga vawane kuvari kuita macommercial sex workers.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Mzvare Memory nekupinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa maita basa ndinote ndau zvakare mune manhira akanaka.
Ndizvo izvozvo nemiwo. Right, so asiqhubekele phambili. Let's go back to Mnumzana Unhlanhla. Nhlanhla, unfortunately sekusele 5 minutes, but I need your input on this. And then saqhubekela phambili ngodabula khona Zulukandaba. For those that don't know, we have a Sunday show, a youth segment on our radio show. Lapho so kuliviki ngikhangela ukuqhubekela phambili ngodabula khona egudwini ndichaye endrambeni nenyaye ethi zeyazo chokwadi. Kodwa Nhlanhla, let me come back to you. Usakhona ngicingweni?
Yeah.
Right, Mnumzana uZulu abalaleli, they touched on several different facets, and one of them uMzulu mama is sitting, no, these Vuzu parties are being done in someone's house. What must be done to help these people? I know that you can, you this is one thing you were really passionate about. When you're running for MP, we spoke about this and you were saying you want to end ama Vuzu parties.
Exactly. Abona avele amaphathi lawa ukuthi sithi kuna sigabe sifuna uku-identify izindlu. Already abadala bayakwazi ukuthi sithone isikhathi sifithe umpini. Abadala emalayinini lapha bayakwazi, but of course with yona le elithi mina i-social deterioration. Nabantu asebephongukhangela nje awukele into ezenzakala komakhelwane azithulele. Abangaka abafonela amapolisa akula. And the issue engibona ngani siyayibalekela lapha indaba yona le yokuthi fine, what are we going to replace those parties with?
Mm-hmm.
So far I think it's saying is ukero engani laphana ngoyo ngani uyayibamba ba indaba yona le, because sometimes le sesiphongwenza ama sesithatha ama reactionary measures funa ukuthi indoleza ziphele, but we need to look at thina stage. Fine, ngithi ngisakhula, but ngithe ngise sikolo thina bese lento ezinjengama service day bese lento ezinje even amagigi bese siba lawo thina esikolo ukugida lokhu asonto emangalisayo, but they were in a safe and controlled environment, and I think at that time bekungani kungconywa nambijana kula khathesi. So umlando ukhona ngokuthi in as much as isithi amagigi la ayenzakala ezindlini zabantu, what are we going to put in place to replace? Ukhulumile lapha nokero ngokuthi ama youth centers ethu ayayangisa and ayanyanyisa. Ama toilets they are in a very sorry state. Nasozilibe sitela ukuthi kula ama ground youth centers ukuthi abantu abasha bezodlala ibhora. Ngizikhatha abachayisa ngazi ngecurriculum abalayo le. There is just really no time for fun. And now we are youth center, especially for amankazana, at least for out of school, kula ama gym, for all these other ones, everything is outdated. There is not even Wi-Fi in the lokuzenini, in the setup here at my youth center. Not even a PlayStation ngokwayo nje singakabali into ezidurayo. So for me, the issue is, in as much as we want to stop Vuzu parties, let's also think about what about actually not stopping Vuzu parties, but looking for a way of making them safe.
All right. Nhlanhla, wathi ngikubamba umnomo wena, ngizaqhubekela phambili lawe ngodaba lolu, ngizakufonela bese siyenza i-interview for i-Sunday air show yethu, angithi? All right, Zulukandaba liyamuzwa. Manyathi, usakhona ecingweni na?
Nikhona.
Nansi isikhathi sesibalekile, all good things always come to an end. Kodwa umbuzo wami wokugcina to you, I guess, lo uMzulu Nhlanhla, I would like to hear from you as a fellow young person, as someone who's part of an organization that is responsible partially for the community itself. What can be done to replace ama Vuzu parties? We actually would say just fixing it isn't the problem. It's about replacing it. Wena ungathini ngalokho?
Ngiyabonga. Kuna lapho kuma recreational activities kufanele vele sibe lawo ngiyabontanga. So nginanzelela ukuthi nginganika umzekelo wokuthi eCardi Park akuna library, akula anything nje. So siyacela ku local authority ukuthi mhlawumbe isizamele kwindawo ezinjani. La lapho emganini akula lutho, so siyacela nje ukuthi local authority layo ingenele, le government layo ingenele. Ama-stakeholders nje angakwanisi ukuthi asincedise khona lapho, sisenzele ukuthi ama-activities lawo abantwana bangathi bamaziwo lawa amavuzu.
Hhayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo sisi.
Hhayi, nami ngiyabonga.
Zulu kandaba lingenile ngobunengi mapinda mchironga ne huwandu wenyu ndinotenda zvikuru asi nguva ndiyo yadyanana. Hai, all good things come to an end. Chinobhuruka chinomara Zimbabwe muhle. Ndinotenda zvikuru nokupinda mchirongwa. Vanhu vakawanda vanyora zvechokwadi asi ngatisanganei padande mutande @BigMike3 pa Twitter ne pa Instagram. Anokoneka nemufaro ndi Mike Hove. Bye bye.